Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil karim amma ba'd. Continuing the medicine. To waste or to be extravagant, especially in wedding ceremonies. To use someone's wealth without his happiness. To insist on reducing the price after having agreed to it. To gamble, to steal, to play chess or cards, etc. To be proud, jealous, to do actions for show or to have malice, to have evil thoughts of someone, to regard oneself as better than others, to run away from the battlefield against the non-Muslims, to learn or to teach the deen, the knowledge of deen for worldly gain, to hide knowledge at the time of necessity, to attribute something to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which is not proven for them, to drink alcohol, to eat and drink in utensils of gold, to find fault with food, to oppress any person, to backbite or slander, to listen to someone's complaint regarding another, having no intention to redress it, to correct it, to speak ill of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum or the pious predecessors, to search for the faults in others, to publicize the faults or secrets of other Muslims, to ridicule someone with a view to humiliate him, to call any Muslim a kafir, enemy of Allah, etc., to break one's promises, to betray a trust, amana, to flatter any oppressor, to observe the festivals of Holi and Diwali, Christmas, Easter or New Year, to like the customs of the disbelievers, to hang pictures and photographs in the house, to take photographs, more so the photographs of the pious, to watch television, to view pictures of animate objects and even worse, pornography, to forget the Quran after having learnt it, to harm the friends of Allah Ta'ala or to have enmity for them, to practice witchcraft and cast spells, to regard something as bad luck, to regard the words of fortune tellers to be true, to display impatience at the time of worry and calamity, to scream and cry, to host functions at a funeral, to tear one's clothing or to make dua for misfortune, etc., to scream and cry or to hit oneself when someone passes away, to revive the sorrow or mourning on a certain fixed date, to have hairstyles contrary to the Sharia, example is square cut, to use black dye, tattoo the body, to pluck out white hairs, to listen to music and musical instruments, to abstain from giving advice despite having the ability to do so, to make one's favor known, to assist in works of sin, to displease Allah Ta'ala in order to please people, to abstain from commanding good and forbidding from evil, especially when one is in authority, to sit in a gathering of sinners whilst they are engaged in that sin, and to commit a minor sin repeatedly. There are certain sins which are related especially to men, to wear silk, to wear rings of gold, to wear garments below the ankles, to shave the beard or trim it less than a first length, to lengthen the moustache so much so that it covers the lip, to wear clothing dyed in saffron. And those sins especially related to women are to travel without a mahram or husband, to disobey her husband, to demand divorce without any valid reason, to emerge from the house unveiled, to cut and trim one's hair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and protect us from all of these sins. Last night in the Tarawih Salah, the 29th para was recited. The first surah is Suratul Mulk. And there are great virtues mentioned regarding this surah, 30 verses by which will save a person from the punishment of the qabr on the day of Qiyamah. The name of this surah is Surah Mani'ah, Waqiyah, the surah which will protect and save one. And it is a habit, encouraging the hadith also, to recite it every night. If a person recites after Maghrib Salah, between Maghrib and Isha, Surah Mulk and Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, then a person will get the reward of Laylatul Qadr every night. And these are 30 verses. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my heart desires that every ummati should learn the surah. It should be in the heart of every ummati. Just like how he mentioned for surah Yasin, that he desired that the surah must be in the heart of every ummati, so we should try to memorize this surah also, and we should try to read it every night. In Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that He is the King, and the King has got the full right to command as He wants to, and everyone must follow Him. If a person does not follow the King, then he will be put in jail, and jail is the fire of Jahannam for the kuffar. And those who are wafadar, those who are loyal to the King, then eventually what bounties the King will give them, and what is the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions His great power in the world, that no matter how great powers you've got, armies you've got, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to take hold of you, then there is no armies to help and protect you from the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so much so that even the water is not in your control, what is in the world. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dries up all the water in the world, who is there besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who will bring it back for a person? It's impossible for even water for a person to have control over that. So where can a person have any control in this world? In the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the whole kingdom is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is the one who has created life and death. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions death first, and then He mentions life thereafter. So as it mentioned that when Abdul Hanipul Puri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, the reason for this was that if a person puts death in front of his life, he keeps death in front of a person, then his life will become a true life. Otherwise, the person's life will be wasted. He will be like an animal. There won't be really benefit. But if a person keeps death in front of him, this is, and then his life will be a proper life. He'll be able to live his correct life. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that why we have sent you in this world, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, to see which one of you test you people, that who will do the best of actions. As Mufti Shafi'i Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned here, that أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, not أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا, is mentioned, not the most amount of actions, but the one which they got the most amount of fitna and beauty. And beauty will come when two things, when a person follows the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when there is ikhlas, the most sincerity there is, and the most sunnah there is. Accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a person reward. If a person is doing an action, it outwardly, it's a very great action, but there is no sunnah there, or there isn't sincerity, the reward will be extremely little, but no reward at all. But on the other hand, if a person is following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, outwardly the action seems very small, but there is a lot of barakat and blessings Allah will place in there, and a person will get great, great benefit. The tafsir of this, أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, is Allah is testing a person to see أَيُّهُمْ, the one who is أَقَل, تَمُّ أَقْلًا وَفَهَمًا, a person who has got the most perfect أَقَل and intelligence. Allah is testing a person, is sending him in this world to see whose intelligence is the most perfect, who is working for the akhirat, who has put his heart towards the akhirat. That person's أَقَل is the most, his brains are the most perfect. And أَيُّكُمْ أَسْرَعُوا إِلَىٰ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ, Allah is testing you in this world to see who will hasten to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And أَيُّكُمْ أَوْرَعُوا عَنْ مَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ, which person will stay the most away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with things which Allah ta'ala has prohibited a person. So these are three examinations which Allah ta'ala is testing in this world to see how our aqal is, who is hastening towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who is turning away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah make us such that we try to understand our examination in this world. And Allah is Al-Aziz Al-Ghafoor, the most powerful, but Allah is the greatest of forgivers. Allah will forgive a person of his weaknesses if he humbles himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the next surah, Surah Al-Qalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the pen, no matter what these people are writing against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what they are saying, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is false. So they must bring forward a kitab, a book, like the Quran Sharif, like the Shariat, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought. It's impossible for these people. But they will make a lot of accusations against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a'udhu billah, is mad, etc. Don't worry. Allah ta'ala takes a qasam on Nabi by the pen. And Allah ta'ala says that you are definitely not mad. And for you is such a reward which will never come to an end. And you are on the highest levels of akhlaq and character. So you continue your work. And the people who are speaking against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Walid ibn Mughira, he spoke against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used one word against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used 10 words against him. 10 evil qualities. Hallafim, mahin, hammazim, mashtaim, bin amim. Hadith Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi writes that when a person sends durur on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he praises Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once Allah sends 10 mercies on that person. And yet this person has displaced Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala sends 10 evil titles upon that person. That what an evil person he was. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that appreciate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the spiritual bounties which Allah has given you. Do not be like the people of the garden. The physical bounties they denied, and they were not prepared to accept and make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So eventually they were completely denied of their bounties. There was three brothers, and their father, he was a person who was very generous, always spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he passed away, his children inherited. So they made mashwara amongst themselves that, you know what, our father was a foolish person giving all in the path of Allah. So much he was giving in the path of Allah. Let us keep everything, we'll take the full benefit. And they say, tomorrow morning we'll go. And we got all the crops. And we won't give anybody at all. And they never even take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that night, Allah's punishment came down upon the garden. It was completely destroyed. And now they want to prevent the beggars coming and taking some of the wealth, which was a zakat, compulsory upon them. So unfortunately, because of this year, they lost every single thing. They were completely deprived. So when a person is deprived, because he doesn't make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much so they were deprived. The Mullah Ahmad Latab, Tamil Barakatum, said he went to this place, and till today this place is completely barren. There's nothing grows in this place. When Allah's azab came down on that place. So anyhow, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you are so ungrateful for the physical bounties, then you will be deprived of it. So the greatest spiritual bounty, which is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran Sharif, when a person is ungrateful, then automatically he himself will be deprived to a very great extent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the people of taqwa and piety, they will have high ranks in Jannah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends of the surah mentioning about the day of Qiyamah, that people will be called to make sajda to Allah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those who do not make sajda in this world, they will not be able to bow down their back. Because this world is actually a training ground for a person for the life of the year after. When a person is making sajda, it will help him to make sajda on the day of Qiyamah. A person is reading his Fajr Salah, and he's reading his Asr Salah, he's opening up his eyes, spiritual eyes. So in the year after, he can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever commands Allah is giving us in this world is actually to help us and to make us progress in the life of the year after. So a person must do all of these actions with great fervor and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Al-Haqqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the punishment of those who denied Akhirat the year after, it was a cause of destruction for them in this worldly life also, and in the year after. Both places the person will be destroyed. Example, Qawmi Thamud, Qawmi Aad, how they were destroyed. Qawmi Aad, the wind came over them 7 days and eight, 7 nights and 8 days, and it completely destroyed these people. Like there was trees flung on the ground, just like the empty trunks of the trees flung on the ground because they disobeyed the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And on the day of Qiyamah also, what will happen on that day? There are two groups, those who are given the book of deeds in the right hand, like today a youngster is given a report in madrasa or in school. He says, come and read my kitab, read my report. So Allah says on the day of Qiyamah, they will think, come, read my kitab. I knew I'm going to meet the day of Qiyamah. Now he'll be in great, great comfort, enjoying himself in the gardens of Jannah. The fruits will be very close to a person. It will be said to him, now eat and drink, merrily enjoying yourself because of the days in the world which you had passed. You had made sacrifice in the month of Ramadan, you had stayed hungry. Allah says, now sit and enjoy yourself, eat. As for the people who are given the book of deeds in the left hand, then that person will be crying and saying, oh, if only I wasn't given my book. I never knew there was something like Hisab, Kitab and Reckoning. I wish that I was dead now and my life had come to an end. All my money did not give me any benefit. All my kingdom has been completely destroyed me. It will be said, take him now and chain him and tie him up and drag him in the fire of Jahannam, put him in chains and take him towards the fire of Jahannam. Why? He did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not encourage people to feed the poor people. So now he'll be in the fire of Jahannam. But how can a person be saved from this year? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the qasam in the Quran. And a person holds firm unto the Quran Sharif, and he practices on the Quran Sharif, then it will save a person from the destruction in this worldly life also, and destruction in the year after. In the next surah, Surah Al-Ma'arij, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the day of Qiyamah especially, and then the qualities which a person of Iman will have. Because on the day of Qiyamah, so one friend will not help his other friend, even though they will see one another. The sinner, and especially the kafir on that day, he will wish that to save himself from the punishment of the year after, he can even give his child as fidya, as a ransom, and his wife also, and his brother also, and his family members who used to help and assist him in this world, and whatever is on the surface of the earth, so he can be saved from the punishment of the year after. It will never ever he'll be saved. Inna alaza, he has put himself in the fire of Jahannam, which will actually, in the za'at al-lishtawa, it will pull out a person's skin. From the completely extracted from the person's body. Can you imagine how a painful punishment it will be? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there are certain people who will be saved from this punishment. They are the people, illa al-musallin, the people who have got the quality of salah in their lives. And they've got beautiful qualities Allah mentions. Number one, walladheena hum ala salatihim da'imun. These people are always continuous on their salah. They are always performing their salah. They are on the right times of salah. And in their money they are spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are believing in the day of Qiyamah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنَ عَذَابِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. And they have got great fear for the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the punishment of Allah Ta'ala is just something which a person can be unafraid of, something which a person has to have fear of. And those people who are protecting their private parts, except for their wives and their slaves, there is no malamat, there is no censor for them. It's not the object of a person's life to fulfill his desires. At every moment I'm just fulfilling my desires. It's not the object of one's life. But a person has got desires, so Allah Ta'ala says he can fulfill his desires with these. But anybody else is looking for any enjoyment besides his wife and beside his slave girl, then these are the people who are exceeding the bounds. They are not the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in here Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah says it includes a person who masturbates, or other ulama say it includes the homosexuality, lesbianism, a person having relations with his wife during a menstrual or having anal sex. All of these things are included in this ayat. For man ibtagha wara'a dhalika, who is seeking anything besides this in today's time also, with pornography, a person is watching this, so this person is deprived of the great goodness in the year after. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ, those people who are very particular regarding the amanat and trust which they have got, whether it's amanat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of other fellow human beings, some trust a person has given to him, his business deals and promises which he has made with others, he fulfills that. And when he makes shahadat and he testifies against something, he is very firm on it, he will always speak the truth. And a person who is looking after his salah, the postures of salah, the times of salah, and he is trying to get khushu and concentration in his salah, Allah commences with salah and ends up with salah, showing the great importance of salah. The more perfect a person's salah is, the more deen is in a person's life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, such people, ulaika fi jannati mukramun, they will be in the gardens of Jannah with great, great honor and respect. The highest levels of Jannah in the 18th para, Allah says, yarithuna al-firdaus, the highest levels of Jannah, which is firdaus, these people will be, will attain. They are the highest levels. Allah make us among such people. In the next surah, Surah An-Nuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the tariqah of da'wat, of tabligh. How must a person call, having the fikr and concern of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, and how and what different ways he went to his people, and he called them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, morning and evening, in open gatherings, secretly, all different ways. And he told to his people, ask Allah for forgiveness. When you will ask Allah for forgiveness, make istighfar. Allah yursil is-samaa'a alaykum midrara, Allah will send the rains upon your people in abundance. Allah will help and assist you with wealth and children. And Allah will grant you gardens. Allah will grant you rivers. These are the great benefits of when a person makes istighfar. There are many, many other great benefits. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rahmatullahi says, either this benefit was granted specially to the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam when they will make istighfar. Or he says, it's possible that this is still the day of Qiyamah. But sometimes a person sees, I'm making istighfar, I'm not getting children, I'm not getting wealth. So Hazrat says that sometimes Allah grants you these things. Or sometimes Allah Ta'ala doesn't grant you this thing directly, but indirectly, the object of these things, the object of wealth is for a person to have a comfortable life. Sometimes without wealth, Allah gives you a comfortable life. The object of having children is that they must look after you in your old age. They must help and assist you financially. Sometimes Allah helps you financially, helps you in old age without the need of children. So you may not have children, but Allah will grant you all of these benefits through the barakat and blessings of istighfar. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person who holds firm unto istighfar, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ذِيْكٍ مَخْرَجًا, if there's any problem, a tight problem, Allah will make an exit for him. And Allah Ta'ala will take him out from all worries. Many people are suffering from depression, etc. Through istighfar, Allah will take a person out of the depression and worries. And Allah will grant him rosy and sustenance from where he never ever thought possible. These are the great benefits with istighfar. But man lazim al-istighfar, a person who holds firm onto istighfar. Some of our mashayikh have mentioned minimum 100,000, but otherwise even more than this. He holds firm onto istighfar. And Allah will grant a person all of these great bounties. Then Allah Ta'ala mentions about Nuh alayhi salam, he gave his people da'wat. Unfortunately, there were some wretched people who were not prepared to accept after 950 years of da'wat, and eventually these people were destroyed. On the other hand, in Surah Jin, Allah mentions the jinnat, who normally are very circus, very evil, but if you got a sound nature and you are prepared to accept the truth, then even the jinnat who prepared to accept the da'wat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how they came and they heard the da'wat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they go back to their people as da'is, and calling the people towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Muzammil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the qualities of a da'i. When a person wants to give da'wat, what qualities he must have? He must prepare for his da'wat before going to give da'wat. So in Surah Muddathir, Allah will mention what is the adabs and etiquette of giving da'wat. But in Surah Muzammil, Allah ta'ala mentions what preparations must a person make before giving da'wat. And the greatest preparation is the spiritual preparation at night on the musalla, in tahajjud salat, turning in zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was a command actually, to perform the tahajjud salah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, half the night, one third the night, 2/3 of the night, they would stand up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, because we are going to put this wahi and revelation, which is extremely heavy upon you, we are going to give you a great work now. And the night when you are standing in tahajjud, and in the month of Ramadan, Taraweeh Salah also is just to prepare a person spiritually. We're reading that 1 hour of Taraweeh Salah, 1.5 hours, spiritually is preparing a person to fight against nafs and shaitan. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's work was so great, so much greater portion of the night he had to stand up. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn your full attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then make sabr. The people will try to cause harm to you, don't worry about that day, you have got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your side. And then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after 1 year, revealed that now no more it is compulsory for the ummah that tahajjud salah so much of the night. So Allah says, I know there is weakness upon you people, but still too, whatever of the Quran Sharif is easy for a person to recite, make sure you recite that, establish salah, give zakat, and spend your money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever good you send forward, you will find it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much, much better, and the rewards are extremely great. But after doing all of these actions, Allah says, wastaghfirullah. You can never fulfill the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. As in the three in the bayan, it is mentioned that no matter what actions a person does, whether he is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not, that's the main thing. So after every action, the sign of the pious people is, even good actions, see, we make istighfar from our sins, but the pious people make istighfar and ask Allah's forgiveness for the good actions, because they realize we can never fulfill the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether he is accepted, whether the level of ikhlas and sincerity was there or not. So a person should ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. Then Surah Muddathir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go out now and give stand up and give da'wat. Call the people towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make sabr, whatever difficulties will come upon you. Do not ever desire things of this worldly life by means of your da'wat. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions there are certain people who are not prepared to accept the da'wat, and eventually they will destroy themselves in this world in the akhirat. In the next surah, Surah Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes the day of Qiyamah, that it is a reality, and the day of Qiyamah, people will be standing up. يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ. Every person will be informed of that day, what he had sent forward and what he had left behind in this world. فَلِلْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا. Man has got insight over his nafs. He knows exactly, even though he might put forward excuses, or on the day of Qiyamah he put forward excuses, but he knows exactly how he had destroyed himself. It will be said to a person, don't move your tongue now and try to give excuses and justify yourself. We have gathered all the evidence against you, and now we are reciting it to you. فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعَ قُرْآنَهُ. Now when we will recite it to you, then you must say whether it's correct or whether it's incorrect. Then it's upon us now to make bayan and to explain whether you're going to Jannah or you're going to Jahannam. Allah says, but unfortunately you people love this worldly life. It is something which is temporary, and you are leaving the life of the year after. There will be many, many faces on the day of Qiyamah, which will be bright and resplendent, looking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there will be many, many people whose faces will be completely dejected, looking down. And they will be thinking now, such things will be done to them, which will completely break their backs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the day of Qiyamah, the big Qiyamah. But in this world, every person has to face a small Qiyamah. And when is a small Qiyamah? When a person is leaving this world. Every receipt, and Allah says, when the soul comes to the collarbone, it's about to leave. Now everyone is calling, man, rock, where's the doctor? Where's the person to make ta'weez? Who can help and assist this person? And a person will realize that now is the time of separation, and now his chins will be joined to one another due to the extreme pain. And now he's on the journey towards the akhirah, the life of the year after. Every single person has to face a small qiyamah, and then there's a big qiyamah on the day of the big qiyamah you have to face. So a person must prepare actually for those days. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the surah. In Surah Al-Dahr, Allah ta'ala mentions, now after qiyamah, there are two groups of people. The one group of people are the pious people who have done good in this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for them great, great bounties. That yashrabuna min ka'atin, they will be drinking from the glasses, which is mixed up with camphor, such a river, which the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will drink directly from. And they will actually be able to move those rivers as they want to, wherever they want to move those rivers, they will be allowed to do so. They were the people who used to fulfill their promises in this world, and the fear standing up on the day of Qiyamah. They used to feed the poor people with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the prisoners and the orphans. And they said also, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. We are only feeding you people for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not asking you for any recompense. We are not even asking you for shukr and thanks. You must come and thank us. We are doing it only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. In this world, you wanted no recompense. You wanted no shukr and thanks. So now in the akhirat, Allah says, I will give you the recompense for it. and whatever actions we had made in this world, it will be appreciated by us. You know, whatever efforts we have made, mashkura, it will be appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions what bounties they will get in Jannah. Allah will save them from the fire of Jahannam. People will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the brightness in their faces, extreme happiness in their hearts, and they will be granted Jannah, beautiful clothing of Jannah. They will be sitting and reclining on thrones. They won't see the sun also. They won't be cold in Jahannam, in Jannah. And the shade will be over the people. Fruits will be handed over to the people as they want to. Young boys will be going around them, serving them with goblets of silver and all different types of glasses. And how much they want to have, exactly so much will be filled up with them inside there. And the different rivers of Jannah Allah mentions. And he says, when you see these young boys who will make your khidmat, young boys, so energetic, they will be moving around. And wherever a person will look around, he will see ni'mat and bounties. Wa mulkan kabira, the great kingdom which Allah has given to him. Oh, malikan kabira, he will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, which is the greatest bounty in Jannah. And the kind of clothing they will be made to wear, extreme beautiful. The jewelry they will be granted to wear. And the drinks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them in Jannah. Sharaban tahura, complete of purity. What ecstasy a person will go to, intoxication a person will go to. These are all the bounties Allah has kept. How will a person get these bounties? Inna nahnu nazzalna alayka al-Qur'an tanzila. We have sent the Qur'an Sharif down to you. You hold firm unto the Qur'an Sharif, and Allah has kept all of these bounties for you. If you will not accept it, then in the next surah, Surah Mursalat, Allah mentions, Waylu yawma idhil lil-mukazzibin. Destruction be for those people who deny. After seeing all of these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how did Allah create you from the sperm? And Allah ta'ala created you in the bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted to you. So many different bounties, and still you deny it. So Allah says, completely destruction be to that person. And after mentioning all of this, فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ. If after the Qur'an Sharif, you are not prepared to accept, which hadith and which words after this will a person humble himself and accept? If you can't accept the Qur'an Sharif, there is nothing else a person will thereafter accept. So this beautiful advice of the Qur'an Sharif, Allah make us amongst the pious people and save us from being amongst the ones who are the evildoers.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس من عبد يقول لا إله إلا الله 100 مرة إلا بعثه الله يوم القيامة ووجهه كالقمر ليلة البدر ولم يرفع لأحد يومئذ عمل أفضل من عمله إلا من قال مثل قوله أو زاد رواه الطبراني حضرت أبو درداء رضي الله تعالى عنه سے مروی ہے کہ نبی أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم نے إرشاد فرمایا کہ جو شخص 100 مرتبہ لا الہ الا اللہ پڑھا کرے اللہ تعالی قیامت کے دن اس کو ایسا روشن چہرے والا اٹھائیں گے جیسے 14th رات کا چاند ہوتا ہے اور اس دن یہ تسبیح پڑھنے والا سے افضل عمل والا وہی شخص ہو سکتا ہے جو اس سے زیادہ پڑھے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has mentioned one who recites لا الہ الا اللہ 100 times daily will be resurrected with his face shining like the full moon. None will be able to surpass him in excellence on that day except the one who would recite this kalima more than him. Once again, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, one who recites La ilaha illallah 100 times daily will be resurrected with his face shining like the full moon. None will be able to surpass him in excellence on that day except the one who would recite this kalima more than him.